This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. On Monday, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation confirmed an additional case of COVID-19 in a YK Delta village, the 13th case it has announced. On Tuesday, the Lower Yukon School District announced a positive case is one of its contractors working in Mountain Village. In a press release, the district superintendent, Gene Stone, wrote that the contractor had been in contact with another individual in Anchorage who tested positive. He says all four contractors in Mountain Village are currently isolated and are not in contact with the community. Stone said the test results were returned by a rapid test performed in a nearby hub community of St. Mary's. He said the contractor's employer is making arrangements to transport the workers to Anchorage as soon as possible. YKHC will be sending a response team to the village in a week. The Health Corporation says follow-up testing is recommended 5 to 8 days following potential exposure because on average that's when tests can most accurately detect the virus. YKHC says this is not a new protocol, but that in previous cases of COVID-19 in villages, it had been unknown how long the case had been in the community. YKHC will be offering widespread testing in Mountain Village the week of July 6th. Next, in education. The pandemic means no Saturday market in Bethel this summer, but with a bit of luck, the university may reopen the Bethel campus in the fall. Linda Curta, the acting campus director, says a deciding factor will be the coronavirus case numbers this summer. She is working with the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation to make the argument that the region's COVID-19 case numbers are low, and the students at the Bethel campus all come from within the region, so this campus is a lot safer than Anchorage, which is the state's hotspot for the virus.
And so what I'm hoping is that they don't make the rules by Anchorage, that we are allowed locally to work with our local officials, with YKHC, and because our dorm students are coming from in region, that we are going to be allowed to have procedures. I'm working with the incident management team in Fairbanks, and we are hopeful.
If the campus opens up, it will be at only half capacity in both the classrooms and the dorm, along with the normal rules for the use of masks, wiping down surfaces, and social distancing. Curta says registration for fall classes is going well, though many classes will continue to be delivered remotely. There are some scholarship funds available for students attending the University of Alaska Fairbanks Kuskokwim campus, including money from the Coastal Villages Region Fund, as well as some additional COVID-19 money. Call 543-4500 to find out more. Until the university opens its buildings, all of its facilities in Bethel will remain closed this summer. That means no gatherings at the Cultural Center, including Saturday Market or other community events. The Bethel Library will continue to offer curbside pickup and returns for books. Next, in state politics. One of the candidates for Dan Sullivan's seat representing Alaska in the Senate is espousing something he calls social infrastructure. Chris Cummings, an independent candidate from Ketchikan, says we need to invest in the kind of infrastructure that helps people directly and not just build roads and physical structures. Cummings' list includes traditional social programs like education and healthcare, and also mental health, food stamps, housing, and the other programs that politicians refer to as the safety net.
At the end of the day, we've just been cheap in taking care of the less fortunate, taking care of those who are struggling. At the end of the day, that's just what it is. It's a matter of resources, not putting the money in that we need, and we're seeing what happens.
Cummings revealed that in his own life, he was lucky because when he needed that kind of help, it was there, more so than it is now. He says that weaknesses in federal programs were revealed when the coronavirus pandemic closed down business, putting people out of work. Cummings did not have any specific recommendations, but supports rethinking the federal government's role in helping the poor. Chris Cummings is the second of five candidates running for incumbent Dan Sullivan's seat interviewed on Coffee at KYUK. The rest are also being invited to share their views. And finally, when YK Delta Villages locked down travel several months ago, the Lower Kuskokwim School District had shut down construction on several new schools being built. Over the past month, construction crews have taken advantage of the relaxed restrictions to resume work. It's a fragile arrangement as new COVID-19 cases threaten to bring back village travel restrictions. LKSD is in the process of designing or building new school facilities in Eek, Tuntutuliak, Athmathlook, and Napakiak. In the last school board meeting, Director of Operations Ed Picar reported that starting a few months ago, villages' COVID-19-related travel restrictions had halted work at some sites. But since then, he said those restrictions have eased, and construction crews have resumed work. Throughout, Picar said, LKSD has been working with each village to comply with any restrictions that exist.
We have not gone to any village without approval from each village.
One of the villages where a new school is being built is Tuntutuliak. The tribal administrator there, Deanna White, said the community reopened to travel May 15th.
Seeing that there wasn't that many cases popping up around Bethel and the surrounding villages, and YKHC is doing COVID tests when Alaska Airlines or people from Anchorage come in.
She said Tintitoliak is requiring LKSD's construction workers from outside the YK Delta to receive a test for COVID-19 before coming to the village. Plus, they must stay confined to their living quarters or the work site for 2 weeks upon arrival. Earlier this month, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced 4 positive cases of COVID-19 in 1 week. White says Tintitoliak has not reinstated a travel ban as a result, but she says the village would reconsider if coronavirus starts to spread within the YK Delta.
There's like a bigger outbreak of this COVID, we would go on lockdown for sure.
White says if Tintitoliak locks down again, the existing construction workers would be allowed to stay. Superintendent Dan Walker says a team is also in Napakiak. The village of Napakiak is eroding away, and with the school right on the riverbank, the district has already been forced to move the school's fuel tanks, leaving potentially contaminated ground beneath. Walker says workers are now cleaning up the ground and should finish this summer. There are also engineers and architects in Napakiak designing a new school to be built further away from the river. There's no money yet to build the school, but the district has designated Napakiak as its top priority for capital project funding from the state. The school district has also begun cleaning up debris from the Kilbuck School fire of 2015. The demolition contract was awarded to Atna Global LLC for $2.5 million, and the company was due to begin work June 9th. Walker says the district is planning to build the new campus next to Bethel Regional High School. But to fund construction, the district must resolve its dispute with its insurance companies over what it's owed for its claim for the fire. Walker said the COVID-19 pandemic has put any settlement discussions on pause. LKSD is suing its insurance companies, with the jury trial scheduled for July of 2021. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kemp. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips and comments to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.